हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद नित गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 63। लॉर्ड कृष्णा फाइट्स विद बाणासुरा टेक्स्ट नंबर 37। तवावतारोऽयं कुश दामान् धर्मस्य युक्तै जगतो हिताय वयं च सर्वे भवतानुभाविता विभावयामो भुवनानि सप्त तवावतारोऽयं कुष्ठदामन् धर्मस्य गुप्तै जयतो हिताय वयं च सर्वे भवतानुभाविता विभाययामो भुवनानि सप्त तवावतारो वयकुंठ धामन् धर्मस्य गुप्तै जगतो हिताय वयं च सर्वे भवनानुभाविता विभावयामो भुवनानि सप्त Matajis. Translation and purport. Your current descent into the material realm, O Lord of unrestricted power, is meant for upholding the principles of justice and benefiting the entire universe. We demigods, each depending on your grace and authority, develop the seven planetary systems. Purport. As Lord Shiva glorifies Lord Krishna, a doubt may arise, since apparently Lord Krishna is standing before Lord Shiva as a historical personality with a human-like body. However, it is out of Lord's causeless mercy that he appears to us in a form visible to our mundane eyes. If we want to understand the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, we must hear from recognized authority in Krishna consciousness, such as Lord Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita or from Lord Shiva, a recognized Vaishnava's authority who here glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeyaham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So is it 2 verses today or every day you do 2 verses? Just today? Can I just do it on 1 verse? Or you want me to do both? Verse number 38.
Tumeva adya purusho dvitiyam suryaha svadrugdhe turashishaha
Pratiyate savapi yatha vikaram svamayaya sarva guna prasiddhyai. You are the original person, one without a second, transcendental and self-manifesting. Uncaused, you are the cause of all and you are the ultimate controller. You are nonetheless perceived in terms of the transformations of matter effected by your illusory energy, transformations you sanction so that the various material qualities can fully manifest. The purport. The Acharya's comment as follows on this verse. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the term Adhyaha Purusha, the original Purusha, indicates that Lord Krishna expands himself as Mahavishnu, the first of three Purushas who take charge of cosmic manifestation. The Lord is Ek Advitiha, one without a second. Because there is no one equal to the Lord or different from Him, no one is completely equal to the Supreme Godhead, and yet, because all the living beings are expansions of the potency of the Godhead, no one is qualitatively different from Him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nicely explains this inconceivable situation by stating that the Absolute Truth and the living beings are qualitatively one but quantitatively different. The Absolute possesses infinite spiritual consciousness, where the living beings possess infinitesimal consciousness, which is subject to being covered by illusion. Srila Jiva Goswami, commenting on the form Adhya Purushaha, quotes from the Shvetasutra. I don't have glasses, so I am not able to read it properly. Shvetasutra Upanishad. Vishnu Stutrini Rupani. There are three forms of Vishnu for cosmic manifestation, etc. Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes a statement of the Lord from Prati. Thank you. A small letter, so difficult to read. In the beginning, I alone existed in this world. This statement describes the form of the Lord called the Purusha Avatar, who exists before the cosmic manifestation. Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes the following Priti mantra, Tat Purushasya Purushatvam, which means such constitutes of Lord's status as Purusha. Actually, Lord Krishna is the essence of the Purusha incarnation because He is Surya, as described in the present verse. Jiva Goswami explains the term Surya, literally the fourth, by quoting Sridhar Swami's commentary to the Bhagavatam, verse 11, 15, and 16. Virat Hiranya Garbhascha Karmaha Acheta Upadaya Ilasrasa Trivurahinam Suryam Tad Vidur Kudaha. The Lord's universal form, His Hiranyagarbha form, and the primeval causal manifestation of material nature are all relative conceptions. But because the Lord Himself is not covered by these three, intelligent authorities call Him the fourth. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, the word Turiya indicates that the Lord is the fourth member of the quadruple expansion of Godhead called the Chaturviva. In other words, Lord Krishna is Vasudev. Lord Krishna is Svadruk, that is, He alone can perceive Himself perfectly. Because He is infinite spiritual existence, infinitely pure, He is Hetu, the cause of everything, and yet He is Ahetu, without cause. Therefore, He is Isha, the Supreme Controller. The last two lines of this verse are of special philosophical significance. Why is the Lord perceived differently by different persons, although He is one? A partial explanation is given here. By the agency of Maya, the Lord's external potency, material nature is in a constant state of transformation. vikara. In one sense, then, material nature is unreal, asat. But because God is the supreme reality, and because He is present within all things, and all things are His potency, material objects and energies possesses a degree of reality. Therefore, some people see one aspect of material energy and think this is reality, while other people see a different aspect of material energy and think, no, that is reality. Being conditioned souls, we are covered by different configurations of material nature, and thus we describe the Supreme Truth or the Supreme Lord in terms of our corrupted vision. Yet even the covering qualities of material nature, such as our conditioned intelligence, mind and senses, are real, being the potency of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, through all things we can perceive, in a more or less subjective way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why the present verse states, pratiyeshe, you are perceived. Pratiyase, you are perceived. Furthermore, without the manifestation of material nature's covering qualities, the creation could not fulfill its purpose, namely, to allow the conditioned souls to make their best attempt to enjoy without God, so that they will finally understand the futility of such an illusory notion. It's a heavy purport. So here, this is after the battle between Banasura, assisted by his worshipable Lord Shiva, and Aniruddha's protected by Krishna himself. The Banasura, even though internally he was happy that Usha, his dear daughter, is engaged in physical association with Aniruddha, but because it's a Vedic culture, he is trying to protect his daughter, and he punishes Aniruddha and brings him to his own capital. And after that, this great battle takes place. And in that battle, Shivajwara is counteracted with Narayanajwara. And after that, Shiva is defeated, and Banasura's thousand hands are cut by like a tree branches by Lord Krishna. So understanding his potency, Shiva is glorifying Lord here. So it is a great misunderstanding, especially in India, because America it doesn't matter too much, between Lord Shiva and Krishna, who is the Lord. That's why Prabhupada is making this statement here. So when Nityananda Prabhu came to South India, when he saw the Shaivites, the worshippers of Lord Shiva and Vaishnavas, they're fighting amongst each other, and he just sarcastically laughed. Because both Vaishnavas and Shaivites, they do not know the position of Shiva. So Vaishnavas, they consider him like an ordinary devata, and Shiva worshippers, they consider him to be the Supreme Lord. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Parampara, we can understand the exact position of Shiva. He is a expansion of the Lord, Gunavatar, and he controls the annihilation of material world. And also as a Shankarsan, he facilitates all the conditioned souls which have left the service of Krishna, gives them different body according to karma in this material world, to enjoy the so-called enjoyment, and he takes care of all the living entities, especially bhutas, pretas, and pishachas, those are on the mode of ignorance. But Shiva is, according to the Vaishnavas, is Vaishnavanam Yathashambho. He is one of the greatest Vaishnavas, also one of the Mahajan. Shambhu is one of the Mahajan. So why is considered as Mahajan? Because from Mahajano Gatasapanta, we learn from him how we serve the Lord. So sometimes even demigods, they get bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. So Shiva is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Daksha, Shuddham Vasuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. He says, I am always in Krishna consciousness. That is his natural constitutional position. So even though he is always in Krishna consciousness, still you can see he do not have proper Vaishnava dress. He is always wearing skulls and bones and has a snake around his neck. And he puts ashes on his body, which is in Himalaya. So that is not a proper Vaishnava dress. And also he has Rudraksha mala, he don't have Tulsi mala. It's because it's explained to attract the lower species, bhutas, pretas and pishajas, those who are addicted to dirty worship. So Krishna makes this arrangement for all kinds of fallen conditioned souls to bring him back to him. So Prabhupada mentions in Krishna's illusory potency that whoever in a conditioned state is looking at whatever, he sees God in it. That's Krishna's illusory energy. So sometimes people think they are God. Sometimes they think other living entities, their relatives, their friends and any person, they are God. Because they do not know who real God is. Therefore, it is Mayavadi philosophy too. They consider everybody as God. So, in relation with Krishna and Shiva, they also think the same. Because Shiva is also Krishna and Krishna is like a Shiva. There is no difference. Therefore, Prabhupada explains here, we have to learn from Krishna himself or his bona fide representative like Lord Shiva. So what we learn from Lord Shiva is great sacrifice for serving the Lord. When there is a churning of the ocean and all the poison comes, all the demigods, they don't know what to do. Everybody wants Amrut, but in this material world, it's like a coin. You don't get only one good side, you also get bad side too. But because of our materialistic vision, we don't see both the sides. We see only one side. Apparently, we think it is good, Amruta. But we don't see the other side. So when they are doing the churning of the ocean, they were doing it to get the nectar. But before you get the nectar, you'll get the poison too. So when they got the poison, filled all the ocean, they are confused, they don't know what to do. So they again, for every question, there is only one answer, Krishna. So they went and they asked, now what we should do? So Krishna told them, go to Lord Shiva, he will help you. So they came to Shiva and they told that there is a poison everywhere and we don't know how the poison stays here, is already creating heat in the universe and it will kill all the living entities. So Shiva mercifully, he just with his palm he drank and whatever fell from his fingers, Prabhupada explains they are all like snakes and scorpions and poisonous trees as the leftover Mahaprasad of Shiva. Shiva's poison. So Shiva drank all the poison. But because he's Nilakantha, his poison didn't go below the throat. So it is explained how, because he always chanting the name of Krishna. So that is protected. It didn't go below. Because normally when we chant from the throat and from the lips and from our heart. So that is the reason the poison stayed there. So Shiva did this to protect all the demigods and all the devotees of the Lord. So that is his greatest quality. He didn't mind drinking poison for the service of the Lord. So that is the greatest, that's why he is considered one of the greatest of Mahajans, greatest of devotees. Because he sacrificed. So unless there is love, we cannot sacrifice. So Shiva, he sacrificed. And he didn't consider whether that poison will kill him. When we are engaged in devotional service, we should not consider what will happen to me. Krishna definitely takes care of everything if you are properly engaged. If you read the Shruti Phal, that is the conclusion of this chapter, it is very wonderful. There is a benediction given. If you read this chapter, what happens? I'll just go to that directly. Whoever rises early in the morning and remembers Lord Krishna's victory in his battle with Lord Shiva will never experience defeat in his life. So if you read this story, you will never be defeated. So in what way? Because Krishna also promises that in Bhagavad Gita, that my devotees are always protected by me and they never fall down. So how do we see that? We experience so many difficulties, disturbances, distractions, especially in Kali Yuga. Even though we have taken up to the path of Krishna consciousness, there are so many disturbances. And always the disturbances on material body, which we are not. And when we think about disturbances that are coming on us, that means we are lacking in knowledge or experience of that knowledge. So it is explained in Bhagavatam, the great souls see their body different than themselves, just like we see another's body. So that takes a lot of understanding and also lot of dedication and service to the Lord to come to that final conclusion to see our body as other's body. It was very difficult. So therefore Krishna in the interim stage until we get to that stage advises one sloka, matra sparshastu kaunteya chitoshna sukha dukkada agamat payinitya tam tithishasva bharata. You tolerate, because whatever is coming by touch of matter, matra, is going to be painful. There is no question. Yahi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yoni evate. We cannot complain because it's the body. It will be painful. So we see only one side in our life, what happiness is coming. But we forget the other side, the miseries. And if we do the balance sheet, at the end of our life, we see miseries are more than the happiness we have achieved from this body. So Krishna says, just tolerate them. The reason is that is the nature of this world. We cannot complain. Like I was explaining, Badrinarayan Prabhu one time gave a class. When you are in the desert, you cannot complain why there is sand everywhere. Because we are in desert. So if we are in ocean, you cannot complain why water is there everywhere. Because it's the ocean. So in material world, we cannot complain why there are miseries, difficulties. Because this is material world. So Shiva, he exhibits this wonderful quality ఫార్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఇఫ్ యూ ఎంగేజ్ యువర్ బాడీ ఇట్ సీమ్స్ టు బి లైక్ ఎ సాక్రిఫైస్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అవర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూషనల్ పొజిషన్ టు సర్వ్ కృష్ణ బట్ బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ దిస్ మటీరియల్ బాడీ అండ్ మటీరియల్ కంటామినేషన్ అండ్ మటీరియల్ కండిషనింగ్ వీ థింక్ దట్ వీఆర్ సాక్రిఫైసింగ్ బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ in trying to attain that supreme consciousness, this is the austerity we do in human form of life. That's why it seems like a sacrifice. But anything in the service of Krishna is loving exchange. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that any difficulties in serving Krishna or any pain, I consider to be the greatest happiness. So when Kunti prays like that, so give me difficulties. So you don't have to pray like that, already there are so many difficulties. We just have to make focus like Lord Shiva to accept the poison also, but not to drink it. We stay in this material world which is poisonous. The association, if you leave the community, you go anywhere outside, everywhere there is a poison of material life. And we have to see to it, we have to associate with it, but we don't have to drink it. But if the holy name is in our throat or in our mind, we can digest that poison. We can learn that from Shiva. We can, if you are chanting the holy name, to digest the material poison, Krishna will empower and Krishna will give us the strength. And that is how Shiva is glorifying Lord here. Your current descent into material realm, O Lord of the unrestricted power, is meant for upholding the principles of justice and benefiting the entire universe. So who does the real justice? One who knows what is truth and what is wrong. So only Krishna knows the truth. And we see it according to our own perception. Just like when Krishna entered into the arena of Kamsa. Different people are seeing Krishna, even though Krishna is the same. Kamsa is seeing as death. Gopis are seeing as a lover. His friends are seeing it as a friend. His parents are looking him as a son. So different people are looking at Krishna as the same person according to their relationship with him. So Kamsa considered Krishna to be a threat. So similarly, materialistic person considered Krishna to be a threat for their sense gratification. Therefore, you see, Prabhupada said that if someone becomes Krishna conscious, you should be surprised. If anybody don't become Krishna conscious, it's not surprising. Because they think Krishna is a threat for their sense gratification. So, Krishna is not a threat for sense gratification. In fact, he is giving us all the sense gratification on the spiritual platform, which is real sense gratification. As a soul, serving Krishna is the greatest sense gratification in the spiritual, for the spiritual senses. So therefore, the Prabhupada explains here, we can understand Krishna from Krishna himself. Therefore, he appears, and according to Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, one of the five subjects of Bhagavad Gita is, one is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is introducing himself in Bhagavad Gita. Why he have to do that? As Prabhupada explains in the purport here, nobody other than Krishna can understand himself. Therefore, he has to come here, he has to perform so many pastimes, and through that, he is showing how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, he is interacting with his pure devotees, Parshadas, and giving them the love, exchange of love is there. And that way, the conditioned souls also are attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord. So, what Krishna explains about himself, so many slokas, one after another, Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita. So, Arjuna also is praying when Krishna says, all, who is it? Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mattasaram Pravartate. So many there slokas is explaining about himself. Then Arjuna is praying, Parabrahma Param Dhamma Purusha Adidevam Ajam Vibhom. You are Supreme Brahman. And after that he says, Ahuswam, you are also saying, but he also quotes, Asito Devalo Vyasa Svayam Chiyo Bravishime. Even though Krishna is explaining who he is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still Arjuna quotes others, Asito Devalo Vyasa. Asito Devalo Vyasa. Whatever Asito Devalo Vyasa is telling, exactly you are also telling the same thing. So Krishna also quotes the authority. Arjuna quotes the authority to quote, accept Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So we cannot accept Krishna, any person as a Krishna, without any authority. So Krishna is the authority to understand Krishna. There is no other authority. So especially, again, in India, people make these two mistakes about Krishna. They consider Krishna to be the ordinary person. Or the other mistake they do is to consider any ordinary person to be Krishna. But both are wrong. Krishna is Krishna, as Prabhupada explaining here, ekameva dvitiya. There is no second. Only Krishna is Krishna. And when Krishna performs so many wonderful pastimes, so he also makes it sure that his position everybody can understand. Because what has happened in the Puranas, in every Purana, some Ganesha is considered supreme, in another Purana Shiva is considered supreme, another Purana Rudra, Brahma is considered supreme. So why there are so many supreme and then Krishna is also supreme? So Prabhupada writes that in the purport. According to their level, so just to fix their faith, which also Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Yo-yo yayam tanu bhaktam, wherever anybody fixes his mind, he helps them to fix their mind in that particular demigod. So Krishna does that. So slowly he develops his consciousness, surrendering somewhere. So bahunam janmanam ante jnanvan mahaprapadyati. After many, many millions of lifetimes, one surrender unto me, that Krishna says. So there is a demigod worships and so many other worships are there, and then he comes ultimately to Krishna. So when you come to Krishna, you don't have to go anywhere else. That's why Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Vedeshi Yadneshi Tapasu Chaiva Yat Punya Phalam Dana Pada Prat. One who has read the Vedas, done the Yajnas and everything, they come to Krishna. When you come to Krishna, you don't have to go back again doing all those things. So therefore Prabhupada, he gave us the topmost. So we don't have to go back for anything else. So we learn about Krishna from Krishna himself and personality like Lord Shiva. And we see the difference here. Lord Shiva is also guru of Ravana, and here he is the guru of Banasura. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, in the same lineage, we can see Bali Maharaj is the father of Banasur, who is in relation with Prahlad, and also is son of Hiranyakashipu. So you can see the dynasty, demon, devotee. In one dynasty, there are so many different personalities. So, the tendency of Devata, demigod worshipper, is they get all the empowerment, but they forget the person who has given that empowerment. So therefore Prabhupada mentions in another purport in the same chapter, Krishna is empowering everybody, but when we forget that Krishna is empowering, we become demoniac. And that is what wrong with today's material world. especially in Kali Yuga. Everything, everybody is taking from Krishna, but nobody is offering it back. Nobody is even considering there is God, because they themselves think they are God. So in one sense, they are trying to cheat Krishna. Materialistic people and spiritual people, they have the same goal in one sense. What the spiritual people are looking for? To get free from birth, old age, disease and death. Exactly, scientists, they are also looking for the same thing. Becoming free from birth, old age, disease and death. But their ways are not according to the scriptures. Therefore, they get entangled again in the same vicious cycle of birth, old age, disease and death. Like Hiranyakashipu. You can see what was his intention. Through the power he got from Brahma, he became so powerful, even the demigods, they were afraid of him. They couldn't stand in front of him. Such a power he got. So when you get some power, if it is not used in Krishna's service, it makes us pride, proud. It makes us forget from where we are getting the power. And unfortunately, we declare a war. So Hiranyakashipu, he knows the science of soul. He is preaching to his brother's wives when Hiranyakashipu was killed. He says, by nature's course, everybody has to die, but soul is eternal. He has that knowledge. But unfortunately, he forget to recognize the super soul. He was covered. So when we get pride, we are covered. Our knowledge is covered by pride. And we don't recognize the supreme power of the Lord. And that is what is exactly happening with Banasura here too. Because he has 1,000 hands and he helps Shiva beating the drums. So Shiva became pleased. And what is he asking for? He said, I have 1,000 hands. They are itching to fight. So if you have something, you want to show it to the people. That's what material people do. Their opulence, which is stolen from Krishna, the wealth, beauty, knowledge, renunciation, it's all coming from Krishna. But they don't want it. I deserve it and I control it. That's the demonic mentality. But when devotee has the same thing, he lovingly offers it to the Lord. But the demonic people, because of controlling mentality, they become like Hiranyakashipu, Banasur, Ravana. So what Hiranyakashipu wanted to do? He also wanted to become free from birth, old age, disease and death. He don't wanted to die. He wanted to live. He wanted to become immortal. And therefore he is asking Brahma, he said, please give me a boon that I will never die. So Brahma said, I cannot do that. Because everybody who is in the material world has to die. Even I have to die. So then Hiranyakashipu uses his so-called intelligence. That's what today's scientists try to do. So-called intelligence to get, to become free from the clutches of the nature. They try to control the nature. So what is he asking? Everybody knows, you know, I don't want to die inside or outside, on the floor or on the sky, with weapon. And so many boons he is asking. And Brahma is saying, yes, 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 yes. Now, if we get that boon, if you do not know the science of God, we also will think that I am immortal now. Nobody can kill me. And that is what happens with modern science. We have developed so many things. At the remote control, we control everything, practically the whole world. So we think that I have achieved such a power, I'll never become old, never get diseased, and will never die. Because I have everything now. According to the scriptures, nature gives us a warning that now be serious in spiritual life. Like Dasharath, if you read in Ramayana, he saw one white hair and immediately he decided to retire. How many people do that today? If you get white hair, what people do? They put dye. That is cheating Krishna, right? Krishna is warning, your teeth are moving. Okay, you remove it and put new tooth, all set. So Krishna, we try to cheat. We can't hear. We have hearing aids. So that all body, practically, we try to replace it with modern science. That is the Hiranyakashipu's mentality. We want to enjoy. So if you don't get, don't accept nature's warning, because we have demonic mentality. Asura means one who likes to gratify his senses. So Banasura or all these demons, they have this mentality. So because of pride, they think, I can control. And we can see people, you know, so much amazed by today's computer technology. They think, I can control everything and anything. Sometimes devotees also get bewildered by such a high technique used in computers. So, when we know the power of Krishna, understand Krishna from the scriptures, then we will never get bewildered. Because what is this material world? Krishna states it in simple one verse in Bhagavad Gita. Everything is a manipulation of these eight things. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. That's it. There is nothing beyond this in this material world. Anything from a small needle to big 100-story building is all coming from these eight elements. Nothing. It's just a different manipulation, different sizes, different shape. But it's all coming from this. And this is Krishna's insignificant material energy. Therefore, Krishna says this. All these eight elements are moved or put in action by jiva, apareyam, which is beyond this material nature. So, if you do not have knowledge of that, then definitely you will get bewildered by this manipulation of eight items or eight things in this world. So, therefore, we become demoniac. Why people become demoniac? Because they control these eight things. And naturally, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is the supreme controller. We have little control. There is no doubt we can control some things. A little control. But supreme control is again Krishna. So if you forget that we are just little controllers, then we forget the supreme personality of Godhead. Then we become demoniac. Therefore, it is necessary to understand what Krishna's power is. Krishna can take away everything in 1 second. Krishna is sitting in the heart of Hiranyakashipu. He just disappears from there, he don't even fight. He's dead. He's sitting in the heart of Ravana. He just have to disappear from there. He's dead. But to show that even if we acquire wealth, the knowledge, austerity, prestige, which is acquired by all these demons, Krishna can finish us. So he externally fights with them. Another reason of why Krishna fights with the demon. Of course, there is Vira Rasa is there. But to show that if you become even so powerful, still Krishna is the supreme. So that is also manifested in this Leela. Banasura's thousand hands. He's fighting with Shiva is fighting on behalf of Krishna. It's also bewildering why Shiva is fighting with Krishna. Because some people consider Shiva to be the supreme. So Shiva is defeated. So in India, when this Ramayana serial was going on in early 80s, so Ram goes to Rameshwar to worship the Shivalinga. So there was a court case. Shiva is supreme, or Vaishnava saying Krishna is supreme. So they went to the Supreme Court, and it's the court decision that Krishna is supreme. Oh, you don't believe in scripture, you believe in court. You believe in modern laws. Indian government, Supreme Court, has declared that Krishna is, Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of God. Begin from there. And then you come to Bhagavad Gita, which is based on Bhagavad Gita again, or Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna appears, he is Vibhinnavshar, so many incarnations, and Deva Devatas are also his expansion, and Jiva is also his expansion. Unlimited forms Krishna has, but still Krishna is different from them. Goloka Namne Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto. He is in Goloka, but is also manifested in each atom in this material world. So, Uttam Adhikari, he sees Krishna everywhere, like Prahlad Maharaj, everywhere. But to begin Krishna consciousness, we should try to see Krishna as Krishna. Then you can see that Krishna everywhere. Unless you don't know who Krishna is, how you can see that Krishna everywhere? So people try to do that mistake. They try to see Krishna everywhere without knowing who Krishna is. So therefore, Prabhupada stressed so much serving Krishna. So by serving Krishna, we can understand Krishna. And then we can see that Krishna in every living entity, in every atom, like Prahlad Maharaj. So therefore, we learn that Shiva is offering this prayer here, that we demigods, we are also depending. Therefore, Krishna tells Parvati, Aham bhoga prada astu, moksha dastu janardhan. I can offer any bhoga, anything from this material world. But anything in this material world ultimately ends in misery. So you try to moksha, you try to become free from the misery, that is Janardhan, that is not my department. That is Janardhan. So Krishna, Shiva, all the devatas, they can offer anything in this material world. Like they offer Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, anything they can offer. And Shiva is Ashutosh, easily pleased. So, but when you get those boons or those powers, we don't remember Krishna, then they become the cause of our destruction. So that is why Bhagavatam says, Parabhavastavat Abhodh Jato. In this world, everybody is defeated. And that's why the Shruti Phal here is more important. One who hears this pastime is never defeated. How is that? Because it's on the spiritual platform, not on the bodily platform. Body is Parabhavas anyway. But he will be protected by the Lord because he is seeing here the supremacy of Krishna over even Lord of the Lords, Mahadev, Shiva. So he is spiritually protected. Krishna will not let him forget. That is the greatest protection. Everything else in this material world, all our possessions, they are going to go anyway because they are not ours. We consider them to be ours, but nothing is ours. Who can claim that anything is mine? Therefore, only thing is ours is Krishna. So therefore, even though we have everything, but at the same time we have to understand everything belongs to Krishna, and when you use it in his service, you become free. In the story of Avanti Brahmana, Krishna is explaining that people consider money to be the Lord. Those who don't consider Krishna to be the Lord. In this world, money is everything. And then he gives 15 bad things coming from money. And after that, he says, if we don't use that money in the service of Krishna, it will entangle into all these 15 things, all bad things. There is theft, there is the murder, there is the cheating, so many things are mentioned. So therefore, in this world, people are considering money to be God, and therefore if they get money, they think they are powerful. But Bhagavatam explains that money is Lakshmi, which is used in Krishna's service. So we learn from this chapter, even if you become powerful like Banasura, ultimately if we even take shelter of any demigods, we cannot be protected. But when we take shelter of Krishna, the protection is natural, because Krishna is always looking to protect his devotees. So thank you all very much. I don't want to go too long, even though the purport is long. It's wonderful philosophical discussion we can go into. So that was, I was trying to avoid the second. It was very philosophical. If you talk, we don't mind talking, but we have some limit. So thank you all. Anybody has any questions? Or I will not ask for questions. If any comments, because I know you know better than me, all of you. Any comments? Any? Yes, Prabhu. You have a mic? Do they have those? Whatever I know about this is, moksha is a step towards devotional service. Right. So ultimately, everybody goes back to Godhead, ultimately. But only question is when. Because our natural position is not to become a demon. Our natural position is to become Krishna conscious. So there are some examples like Shishupal, you know, like Jayadrath, they merged into the body of Krishna. That is considered another one kind of mukti, moksha. But you see Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan, they all came, it's like a drama company, right? Drama company comes in a city, they set up drama and everything, but they are totally different than the drama. So Krishna goes with his drama company, you know, everywhere, in the material world, he travels. So there are some real demons and some associates too. So we cannot differentiate. Only we learn from them how not to behave, that's it. And about moksha, so that is not our position. Muktir hitva, anitharupam, sarupena vivastita. What is mukti is explained in Bhagavatam. To establish ourselves in our original constitutional position is the highest mukti. So some, you know, they become free from their demonic mentality. That's what is happening. That is moksha for them. So they may take another birth in some other planet, and then they again become devotees, association of devotees, and they go back to Godhead. So eventually, everybody is going to back to Godhead. So the example you are asking, that I can see only Shishupal or Jayadrath, this kind of example. Yes. So therefore, you know, different acharyas have different explanation for different leelas. So that's for the scholars to decide. For a simple devotee like me, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.
गौर प्रेमानंदे जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अस्तोत्र तस्ता श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्तिदंत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अस्तोत्र तथा श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई की जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल सामवेत भक्त वृंद की All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. That was a great kirtan, Brinda. I don't know who's better, the husband or the wife. It's hard to tell. Really wonderful. So while you're sitting down, I'm going to read you a Prabhupada nectar story. Prabhupada once told a story showing how Vedic culture, how Vedic education satisfies. 300 years ago, there lived a very staunch but very poor Brahmin in Krishnanagar near Mayapur. The king, Raja Krishnachandra, heard of the learned Brahmin, and he went to visit him. Brahmin, the king said, can I help you in any way? No, I don't require any help from you, the Brahmin answered. But I can see you are so poverty-stricken, the king said. No, said the Brahmin, I am not poverty-stricken. My students beg some rice, which my wife boils, and here is a tamarind tree, so I take some leaves and boil them. I am not poverty-stricken. Prabhupada then explained that one who knows Brahman is satisfied, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. He said that a Brahman is satisfied with whatever comes to him, and he said that formerly this independence from material desire was very much valued. Modern education, however, kills this independence. Prabhupada said that high technology means that people must depend upon machines for their livelihood, so they suffer. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, we have a lot of things coming up this particular week. First of all, on Sunday, we have a book table at the downtown Alachua Spring Fair. And from the hours of 2 to 5, we still need volunteers to sign up to man the book table. You can call Sri Vrindavan or email her and secure a spot for yourself. We're asking everyone who bakes cookies to make some quantity of cookies and bring them over to the temple Saturday or Sunday. We'll pack them up and distribute the prasadam. We have an unlimited need for as many cookies as possible. On Saturday, this coming week, at 10:30 from noon till noon, we have a seminar on beekeeping basics. Nobody would go to a bookkeeping basics seminar. What am I thinking? Beekeeping basics. If you want to keep bees in your at your backyard, you can do it. Just come over here under the pavilion, 10:30 to noon. And I think there's an open hive, which is super cool to see what it looks like inside the beehive.